This is not my typical A-Web guy style this morning, but I want to share something with you that I think is valuable. The title today is Make It Harder to Leave, but Increase the Odds That You Will. I was just looking at my lawn and it inspired me. Yes, it sounds silly, but hear me out. I will tell you a story and maybe even plant a seed or two about getting the most from your life starting now. I want to pose a thought of how one of the famously noted seven deadly sins can be effectively used in moderation to improve your business and personal life. This is a story of taking inventory of life and business, and I hope you will use it for your benefit. First, I will explain why I took a closer inventory in my front yard this morning. Back in late 2008, I became a reluctant participant of this thing we have called economic recession. Yeah, I'm one of those CEO fellas who screwed up the whole economy. I was whacked hard and fast when multiple of my suppliers laid off thousands of employees and dropped some of the services that I provided to my customers. It was not anything that was within my control and not my fault at all. A lot of jobs were lost and a lot of pay cuts were handed down. Being heavily invested in my company, I took the biggest hit. In fact, I accepted it with pride because I helped a lot of other people's ships sink much slower. Before the untimely meltdown, I lived in a very unique way. I was sitting pretty, just months from a young retirement. I enjoyed an amazing family life with everything set to focus on being a full-time husband, daddy, and race car driver. I pranced around in a custom-built home with 5,000 square feet that was perfectly ready to fill with babies. I enjoyed new Corvettes, Hummers, Jaguars, Escalades, fancy artwork, custom motorcycles, limousines, first-class vacations, kick-ass clothes, and, well, you know, the whole 10 yards. Sure, the common saying is the whole 9 yards, but I added a few feet. Heck, I didn't need credit, but I still found some good reasons to spend over $50,000 per month to credit card companies. Yeah, I know, 50 grand per month. Insane, right? I was feeling pretty proud of myself as I was living large, but not because I was living large. I did a fine job, and I became helpful to a lot of people. I turned out far better than my teachers expected when I left school for the last time at 15 years old. I'd come a long way from the challenges of my youth. That feeling of pride was what got me moving and kept me working harder. Yes, feelings of pride really can create a lot of drive in a person. Keep listening. In the big shuffle, I realized that there was a huge emotional backlash. It made things a lot more stressful, and I started losing the happy-go-lucky skip in my step. I was working more hours than before, and even more than the earliest years of my company. Something I saw then, and I work hard to see each day, is possibility. I saw the possibility to grow, learn, and do more. I even took the initiative to write a few books and a squillion blog posts about good marketing. So let me tell you something I learned along the way and that I revisited this morning. How you feel means a lot. I observed that an incredible amount of potential comes from feeling good about yourself and the things you do. Sure, there's a list out there of seven deadly sins, but one of them I think is a tool which is instrumental for success if used in moderation. The one I considered early this morning as I looked at my lawn before the sun came up is pride. Feeling proud of yourself, your products or services, and who you are can create monumental changes in your life. Knowing that you are doing good things for good reasons helps your subconscious mind to discover ways to keep doing it and doing it better. Feeling good and being positive is not just some silly hype that motivational speakers sell. It really does matter, and this is something I want you to think about. I moved to a smaller home in 2010, and I cut back on the fancy lifestyle. Although some would still call me Mr. Fancy Pants, my pants are not nearly as fancy as they once were. I used wisdom and some regret while downsizing my life during the recession, there were many things like my racing career that took a back seat. A lot changed, and in case you ever wondered, you are not alone if you saw some changes also. Even after those changes, I still have a fantastic life in many ways. I have a wife and 3 kids who give me great pride. I am better at my job than ever, and I feel very proud of what I do to help businesses grow their market. It may seem absolutely silly to you, but something that got me to thinking about this is looking at my lawn and the seeds I recently planted to sprout and turn green. It was a matter of pride that inspired me to plant those new seeds. I decided that even in a smaller home with a smaller yard, I still wanted to make my scaled down piece of awesomeness a bit harder to leave when it comes time. Yes, I actually did stand in my driveway early this morning, look back towards my home, and realize something very cool that I feel is worth telling you. As uncomfortable as it may sound, I'll bet you have some seeds to plant as well. So my questions to you are these. First, the lawn moment of mine really made me wonder about you and what you're doing and how you feel. So I have some questions for you, and I hope you're not too chicken to answer them, at least to yourself, hopefully in a blog comment. Questions are this. What has given you pride in your life or your business that has been neglected and that you could resurrect? What little things will you notice today which inspire you? What seeds can you plant to help bring you closer to things you want? What seeds are you planting today? Yes, this is still a blog about marketing, so don't get confused. If your answers to these questions have anything to do with growing your business, I want to remind you that the best time to sow a seed is long before you want the plant. Don't let fear or lack of pride get between you and a greener lawn. Take pride in your work and spread it with others around you. People really will notice, whether it is a boss, an employee, or a customer. When you have true and sincere pride, it will show. Waiting for greener pastures or looking over the fence at the neighbor's grass will not help you unless you are prepared to get started now. That is my marketing message for you today. Just as I said in the title, make it harder to leave, but increase the odds that you will. I'm doing that with my home today, just as I do with my business. I may soon leave here and move on to bigger and better things, but if I don't make it a little harder to leave and nicer to remember, then I'm not doing all that I can. Are you doing all that you can? I hope this gives you some food for thought. Maybe plants a seed or two. Give me your comments at awebguy.com. Make no excuses. Tell me what you think. I hope you're having a great day. Be inspired and do something. Plant some seeds. Don't wait. Have a great day.